Neues von der Musikmesse, präsentiert von
Delamar.de
und
localheroesradio.de.
Bricasti Design M7.
We're standing in front of the Bricasti M7 Stereo Hall Processor. A lot of people I've been talking on the exhibition here told me you definitely got to listen to this sound. What is the new stuff, the new innovation in this stereo reverb processor?
That's a good question. Well, the new thing about it is it's a completely new algorithm based on standard algorithmic synthesized techniques. It's not a convolution reverb, it's not a sampling reverb, folding reverb, but it's based on a new algorithm, and that's what's new about it, actually.
What can this Hall processor do? Which are the features? I see he has 100 Hall programs, 100 user registers.
Yeah, there's an array of Halls, plates, chambers, all standard type things that people might find normal, interesting, like large plates, small plates, very standard type sounds, rooms, various room sounds. All natural, meant to be natural and clear and true to what a room might be or a plate might be or a hall might be.
When we listened to the sound examples, we heard that if you change the hall settings, you also have the imagination to walk where the sound comes from or to go apart. Is this a special feature? Because in usual hall processors that I'm listening to, this does not happen. Do you have a special, how do you name this feature?
Yeah, we name that our mix between our early and late part of the reverbs.
Yes.
And you can blend the two together to get the sensation of, it's not necessarily moving through the room, but where you're placing the microphones in the room, whether they're far back in the hall or up close to the instrumentation.
You can use this. This is a rec version, the M7.
Yeah, it's got analog inputs and outputs of a very high quality, and digital in and outputs up to 192 kilohertz single wire AES.
Right. What is the price the people have to pay if they want to buy it?
I think you have to ask Mega Audio that price.
But it will be around 3,000 euro, perhaps.
I think it's a little more than 3,000 euro, 3,200, I believe.
He has a special feature, and that is an intelligent display.
Yeah, it's just a standard, very clear, easy to read type of a display that can be read at any angle, any light, so that if it's in a rack below or above or outside in the bright light, you can read it.
So you can read it from wherever you look at it.
Even with such bright light as this.
Okay, thank you very much for the interview. That's all. Thank you.